Sokala Duma Radio.
SportPesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. SportPesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. My guest, as always, is football legend Dr. Kumalo, as we talk five hot topics and fixture predictions. Bafana Bafana defeated Seychelles by 6-0. Can you imagine? The match, though, was not televised by the public broadcaster. Who has the upper hand in the upcoming Soweto derby? Well, we'll hear from Doc about his thoughts on these questions and much more. Before we get into it, though, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy this episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Now for SportPesa's five hottest soccer topics with Doc.
All right, we're now joined on the line by SportPesa Ambassador Dr. Kumalo. Thank you very much, Doc, for joining us on the SportPesa show. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm good. Doc, let's congratulate the winners of the SportPesa Predictor. They played last month. On a month-to-month basis, SportPesa provides them an opportunity to play on the Sokala Duma website, and the guys have won. Guys like Pepe07 won the SportPesa Predictor, and the Shade and Elia Palandwana won the SportPesa Predictor. It must be very difficult to predict matches, and to win money for it must be very nice.
Yeah, well, predictions, you know, they can go either way. It's not easy for one to predict correctly, but it's all about luck. But having said that, on behalf of SportPesa, I must say congratulations to all the winners. No, it's not easy. And also, once more, to thank all of them for participating, you know, because through this game, this is how we gel and this is how we gain experience. And we have fun. It's all about fun. It's all about winning money. And who else can also, I mean, provide them with this kind of opportunity if it is not SportPesa? And for them to be loyal to the brand, it makes me humble, still humble, and very, very proud to have such winners each and every time they pick their chances in terms of winning the SportPesa bet. But all along, I've been like wishing that I could help and give them 100%, you know, for the points. But personally, I'm trying my luck, and because of my experience, maybe I've won something.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to congratulate. Yay.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that word of congratulations, Doc. Always a pleasure. I'm sure they will be delighted to hear from you as well. Now, on to the big thing, the hot topics, Doc. Bafana Bafana against Seychelles, 6-0 at a really empty stadium. However, the performance was really good, even though the weather was not. Let's react on that. You mentioned that the fact that it was a record scoreline. Do you remember any instances when you were playing with that scoreline?
To be honest and precise, I don't recall us scoring more than 5 goals per se. Probably this is the first time the national team has scored more than 4 goals. Firstly, let me congratulate the head coach, Stuart Butler, and the technical team, Sean Butler, and also welcoming Sean Butler into the fold. Good to see my ex-colleagues taking part in higher level, whereby national level, you know, they give more of their insight. And there it is. Even Stuart Butler commented that through Sean Butler's involvement, you know, it yielded better results. And there it is. There they are for them to everyone to see. And the game on its own, from what I've observed, it shows that the boys, they were themselves, the confidence. You know, there's nothing that will take anything away from a team that has confidence or an individual that has confidence. Because they could tell that Seychelles were, I mean, they were there for taking. And they did what a professional is supposed to do. They went all out and scored goals, because we're talking about processing. You know, goals might be the decider at the end of the day. But having said that, Central, look, we're not disrespecting any nation here, but these are teams that whenever we play a game, you know, we have an upper hand, because that's a smaller country. Except in Ireland, they don't have the resources, the opportunities that we have. Countries like Madagascar, as much as we lost to them in the tournament that was played, the Kosovo one, you know, and players emerged from the Madagascar team that have been signed by Ireland team. That on its own is an indication that the game has evolved. But we don't have to go out there and disrespect, or probably it's just going to be a walk in the park. But what the boys did on Saturday, they displayed more of professionalism and commitment. And this is what we want to see whenever that period of day from an opening. You know?
Yeah.
And for them to come out of the shell and score more goals, because it's all about the goals. The drought is not only in the national team, also in the PSL. We're experiencing a lot of drought. No goal scoring, no creativity, nothing. But well done to the boys. You know, they made us proud. Let them go out there and carry the very same spirit up until the last game of the qualifiers.
All right. And still within this same topic, another bubbling under story that is related to this topic was the fact that the SABC did not show the game for Bafana Bafana. Yeah. Now tell me, because you are who you are largely because we saw you when we were growing up on TV, dazzling, yeah, and performing in front of us. Now, the public is not able to see Bafana Bafana, at least the public that cannot afford DSTV. How do you react to that? How will that affect Bafana Bafana as heroes in the eyes of the people?
To be honest and precise, it's a good question, but obviously there are certain things that I might not know, you and I, that maybe prevented the broadcaster not to be able to broadcast the match, but it was not spot on for the public, because most of the people out there, probably I would say 60 to 90% of them, they depend on SABC. And SABC has emerged to become one of the top broadcasters in the country. And it has been there for years. Like you just mentioned, the fact that even myself, this is where everybody started to know the name Doc Kumalo, or to see what I'm capable of. And probably we're depriving those, especially in the rural areas, that they cannot afford, you know, the DSTV channels and all that. But I think and I hope that whatever that might have been the stumbling block in terms of SABC to broadcast can be sorted out behind doors or in the boardroom or whatever, because we love the channel, we love the game, we love South Africa. So let the harmony and all the negative things that are probably out there, I hope and wish that they can sort them out. But yes, of course, it was a hiccup for for the game not to be shown on SABC channels, because most of the people they depend on it.
All right, last one on Bafana. Ntshangase and Mlambo were the fan favorites expected to be part of the squad. They were not there. Question simply, do you think that they are at a level now that they should be selected for Bafana Bafana? That is Ntshangase and Mlambo.
On paper, yes, of course. They are on a verge whereby they actually supposed to be guaranteed a call-up. But there are certain things sometimes that we need to take into consideration that this is a national team. The chop and changing, it's not going to be efficient for the coach, because he has to have continuity. He has to have that understanding within the players themselves. Now, yes, we would love to see players that are on form to be called up for the national team. But like I'm saying, you build a core whereby these are the players that are able to gel for the next coming two or three games together. And for us to be bringing in the influx of players that are doing a great job for the PSL, so for them, it's a trial to say, we will have probably games that this kind of player can be given an opportunity for them to see if they will be able to fit in like a club in the national team setup. But yes, let's not take anything away that they do for the local, for their respective local teams. But we need to understand sometimes that it's very, very difficult for a national coach to call up all the players that are doing well locally, whereas he has a nuclear or a core of the players that he has already worked with. Yes, through wins, through losses, but at the end of the day, it's all about forming that core of the team that will take care of the national jukes. You know, probably, yes, we might argue for the fact that you can call them up, on the other hand, call them up in order for them to experience, for them to have a feel, for them to see what is happening in the national setups. But they are not eligible to play in the game. But yes, of course, probably for them to be able to see what's happening, maybe that might be the reason. But this is my own view, my own opinion. And I'm not talking on behalf of Stuart or any person for SAFA. But
absolutely.
From my experience, it's all about making sure, because you must understand, the reason why national teams win games in some instances, and in 90%, I'll give an example. Spain has been dominant because Real Madrid players were 6-7 in the national team. Barcelona were 8-9 players. And now, only probably a section of 2 or 3, 4 players coming from the Valencia or whatever, you know, Real Sociedad or whatever. So the unfortunate part is just that now things have changed in South African football. We don't get a team that provides, except for Sundowns, probably that gives plus or minus 4 to 5 players for the national team. But the rest of the teams, it's only 1 or 2. So now, how are they going to gel? Because now we're talking about different individuals that comes with different ways of doing things.
All right. And finally, on the hot topics, Doc, the Soweto Derby is upcoming on the 27th of October. You know more than most about the derby, the intricacies, the build up to it. Well, it's very difficult to say now because both sides are looking strong. They are higher up in the table in the Premier Soccer League. What do you think perhaps has the slight upper hand? Or just give us a small analysis of the building up to the game. How do you see it panning out?
To be honest and precise, this will be the trickiest of them all that I've ever experienced. Because now, let's take it from the top. Both teams did very well, you know, in the first 2-3 games of the league. They were knocked out in the MTN 8. And everybody was hoping and wishing that probably these teams will be going to the finals. And that was not the case. And After the MTN 8, after they've been booted out of the MTN 8, now we started to see a little bit of what these two teams are made of.
Yep.
And this is where now she started to win 3 games in a row. And Paris has also did the same thing on the other hand. And as we speak, these are teams that are really up there in the bracket of the championship chaser. They are chasing for. They are in the chasing pack. Now, when you look at how they started very, very low, but they progressed very well. And as we speak now at the moment, you know, we're looking at both teams, which is probably the last couple of games that they've played. Yes, of course, it might be a younger type of a team, win or lose, something like that. And we saw, they lost against Polokwane City, their last league game. And they still have to play their last league game without the supporters. And obviously that, whether we like it or not, it was an indication that the first player was the key factor. Losing against Polokwane City and away, and Polokwane is away. But the unfortunate part is just that the first player was not there. There was an indication that they in the end did the first. But now, when it comes to the derby, that all is what it's in terms of you will never the same or be like the last game before the derby. Because the derby is a total different ballgame. Form or whatsoever, lose or draw or whatever, it doesn't count, it doesn't reflect when it comes to the 27th of October, the derby. From where I'm sitting, from where I am overlooking things, it's just that we are going to see one of the best derbies, believe it or not. because both teams, they have players that have never played in the derby before. The acquisition of the players, it will be the first time that the two giants will be introducing players in that pool on the 27th of October. Those players who only observe or watch the derby from the fans or at home and watching on TV. But now they have an opportunity to go out and play.
All right.
Who doesn't want to shine on the day? All of those guys that are going to be there, their first game, or probably in their first derby, are the ones that are going to make the difference. And it's never easy for me to predict who's going to win it. I'm just going to leave it for the training.
All right, you're not out of the woods yet, because we have five fixtures that we want you to predict, and the derby is one of them. The derby is one of them. Yeah.
Radio.
On to the doctor's predictions for the biggest upcoming games.
Moving on quickly then to the five fixtures that you have to predict for us, Doc. First game is the first three ones are the Telkom knockout fixtures. First one, Mamelodi Sundowns at home to Bloemfontein Celtic on the 20th of October in the Telkom knockout. Sundowns versus Celtic, who's your money on?
From the look of things, with the way Sundowns have been playing and taking nothing away from the Steve Joyce, Celtics, you know, they've been doing very well. There's so much negativity that has been happening within the Celtics team.
Yep.
I'm not too sure whether the players have recovered or they managed to regroup, because I know they are in good hands with Steve Compeller, who is a very good motivator when it comes to such situations. But then you look at Sundowns, who are very, very hungry and angry. So the mean said that they were supposed to have won the game against Celtics away. And unfortunately, the assistant referee denied them the opportunity to have the 3 points. Probably they'll go out there and want to show that whatever transpired in Bloemfontein is not going to be the true reflection of what's going to happen now. They want to retain their status, their dignity. And believe it or not, we saw the players are fuming, the supporters are fuming. They think that it was against them. So they're more hungry than something. So I'll give it to Sundowns.
All right, Sundowns. All right, Coach Eric Tinkler is traveling to his former side. Coach Eric Tinkler is now with Chippa United. On the 20th of October, yes, he will be playing against Orlando Pirates. Orlando Pirates at home to Chippa United in the Telkom knockout on the 20th of October. Who's your money on that one?
Wow, Coach Eric Tinkler, knowing very well what Pirates are made of. But now we're talking about years back, but we're talking about a different technical team now, with Mitchell and Rulani, who've been doing marvelous job, and the players are responding to their philosophy. Like I alluded to the fact that they started very low, but now I think now they've got the right footing in terms of winning the game. I think, yes, of course, Chippa would love to beat Pirates, but I don't see it happening. I think Pirates will be winning this one.
All right. And one TKO fixture from that day will be played later at night. It will be Kaizer Chiefs hosting Black Leopards Telkom knockout on the 20th of October. Kaizer Chiefs versus Black Leopards?
Kaizer Chiefs versus Black Leopards. Another team that wants to redeem themselves, being knocked out of the tournament. It's been a norm at Kaizer Chiefs to bring silverware, but it hasn't happened in the past 3 years. Now we're getting for the fourth year. I don't think they'll let this one slip. Yes, Leopards is not an easy team to play, especially when they play away also. You know, they are one team that you cannot predict that when you beat them. But with the way things are tending now with Kaizer Chiefs, and they're gelling as a team, they're doing very well, I'll give it to Kaizer Chiefs.
All right. Manchester United travel to Chelsea in the English Premier League. And United not doing well, really, with Mourinho under pressure. Chelsea, one of the log leaders, doing really, really well. Chelsea are at home in this one. Doc, put your money on one of these teams or a draw. What's your choice?
It is true. Yes, of course, we've read a lot of negativity that is happening within the Manchester United camp and all that, the player, coach, whatever, you know, that is happening there. Yes, they're playing away to Chelsea, and Chelsea is one of the top teams now, you know, that are doing very well. But believe it or not, I'm going to be decent. Man United is going to win this one.
Right, Man United winning it for...
Man United is going to win this one.
All right, we wish them the best of luck, Jose Mourinho against his former side. And finally, Doc, before we let you go, and thank you very much for being a good sport and helping us through these fixtures before we let you go. The one that I told you that I'm not going to allow you to get away with, on the 27th of October, Kaizer Chiefs are playing away to Orlando Pirates. There's no home or away, actually, in the derby. It's a league game. It's a Soweto derby. One way or the other, or there are actually three ways: win, draw, or lose, and for which team?
I have already explained myself in terms of how I've analyzed both teams.
Yep.
They started both low. They started to gain points and the momentum and winning some of the games that unfortunately they couldn't win or go through to the next round of the MTN 8. They were knocked out. But after the tournament, the MTN 8, you know, they play a couple of games, win, lose, draws, and all that. For the 27th, which I strongly believe will be one of the best derbies ever, because of most of the players, it will be the first time them experiencing how is it like to play in a derby. And looking at the kind of players that both teams possess, A win for
Kaizer Chiefs in the Soweto Derby. That is Dr. Khumalo and his prediction. Doc, we thank you very much for giving us your opinions and your expert analysis. And we're certainly looking forward to the next show next month. Thank you very much for now.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you so much for listening to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. Don't forget to go to www.sportpesa.co.za. And if you are interested and you've heard us speaking about the SportPesa Predictor, you can go to sokaladuma.co.za and click on the Predictor tab. For now, it is goodbye and thank you for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.